The name of my story is The Last Alleluia Until Easter. Did you ever have a favorite toy and it got broken? And what if you did not tell your parent, but instead you hid the toy, this favorite toy? You felt like you might never play with it again, but you could not throw it away. Yeah. And then 40 days later, your parent might say, ask you about that toy. And you admit that it was broken. And you were so sad. And what if your parent figured out a way to fix it and make it work again? And you might say, hallelujah. Yeah, hallelujah is like saying, praise the Lord, or thank you, Jesus. You would be so happy that your toy has been returned to you. Well, that might be a tiny bit like when Jesus died on the cross, that first Good Friday. Those who loved Jesus the most must have been so sad that their favorite person in the world, Jesus, was gone from them. And in that first Easter morning, when Christ seemed like he was gone forever, when Jesus was suddenly and amazingly fixed and returned in a way that you could never have imagined. What if Jesus, whom you thought was broken and dead forever, was now alive again? You might shout out, hallelujah, praise the Lord. In fact, that's exactly what they did on that first Easter. Hallelujah, hallelujah. That word means praise God, oh happy days. Well, an old tradition from the church a long time ago thought it would be a good idea, a good practice, to hide the word hallelujah during Lent. They gave up saying or singing the word hallelujah because Lent, which starts this Wednesday until Easter Day, is a time we remember with sadness and with how much we appreciate what God did when Jesus died on the cross. So from this Wednesday, the first day of Lent, until April 21st, we will never say or sing the word hallelujah here. This morning is the last time we'll say or sing it here at the Church of Forgiven Sinners. That's the name, by the way, of the church where Pastor Ed and Pastor... Oh, sorry. Oh, thank you for rescuing him. Are you okay? Okay. So, hallelujah. Yeah. Church of Forgiven Sinners. I just knocked him over. Yeah. That's the name of the church where Pastor Ed and Pastor Glenn are the pastors. So, Pastor Ed and Pastor Glenn invited everyone in their congregation to come outside after church this morning. And they dug a hole in the snow because all the dirt is covered with snow. And in that hole, they buried the word hallelujah. They crawled it up. And they put it in a box marked hallelujah. And I'm going to put it on the altar and cover it with some white batting. It looks like snow. And I put it there. And seeing that little box there will remind us that we're not going to say the hallelujah after Wednesday, Ash Wednesday, which is this Wednesday. Yes. All right. As we know, when Easter Day finally comes, we will get that word hallelujah out of the box and we will sing it and say it over and over and over again because Christ is risen. Many thanks to God. Praise the Lord. The end.